digital radio, the app, and streaming. RSN's Racing Pulse.
Growing empire from Sassy Jenny Harper Lee. Spywire can't get a run from Dancing Storm. Still growing empire staving them off. And growing empire won it. At the 150, Eternal Flame three quarters rumbled again. Then roll on high. Eternal Flame at the 100 from rumbled again. A gap roll on high. Eternal Flame. Eternal Flame wins it.
What were two brilliant rides on Saturday by Ethan Brown, and a day to remember because he was back winning group races on Saturdays. A lovely double, and it's so good to have a chat to Ethan this morning. Ethan, well done on the weekend, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. It was certainly a good day.
I loved your post-race interview when you said, well, it certainly beats 12 months ago me sitting back watching all my mates win these races. So what was that feeling like on Saturday?
Yeah, it felt great. It was more of a relief, to be honest, just to get the monkey off the back. And it was a bonus, though, both stakes races. I've been sort of getting rides in town, but haven't been very competitive. And, I had to persist and be patient. And, the tables turned on Saturday. I was probably fortunate a few of the boys are up in Sydney, but look, it was good to get my name back out there again and just show that I'm confident as ever, and I feel great riding.
That's all you need, isn't it? You just need the opportunity to get on the right horses. Had you been feeling like you were riding well?
Yeah, I did. Like, I always said that. I feel like I'm riding well, and I was getting very frustrated because it's hard. Like, it's hard trying to find the right horse, and, you know, you're competing against the best jockeys in Australia, if not the world. And, it just had to persist and be patient, as I said. And, you know, I was lucky the tables turned. And, I'm only gaining a lot more confidence out of Sunday as well.
And two really good rides. You controlled it on Growing Empire. Was a lovely performance there. And then Eternal Flame, who's putting together a really good record now after some pretty unlucky runs earlier in its career.
Yeah, certainly. Growing Empire, he's a nice colt. He's a bit of a thinker, but he'll improve with racing, and I think even out further in trips going to suit him. Like, took him a while to get organised around the corner. He had a bit of a look around, but once he straightened, he sort of powered away again that last 200. And Eternal Flame, yeah, her record speaks for itself. I got an opportunity on her a few weeks ago, and two opportunities on her, and, you know, she was unlucky in both. Victim of circumstances, I believe, and it's just glad I could prove myself. I had the horse underneath me to do it again Saturday, and, you know, the backing of Mick Kent, which helps. He's always sort of been there for me.
He has been. He's been a great mentor for you. So has he been someone that you've leaned on over the last 12 months, especially when you were making your comeback?
Yeah, definitely. I've done a bit of work for him, and he's always happy to use me. I think I know his horses quite well. We seem to have good success together, and I think I was my first stakes winner for him, actually.
So really?
It was very fruitful day.
And mentally and physically, you're back on top of the game now, are you? It was well documented that you decided to take a bit of time out because you weren't right, but I think that shows the maturity of yourself to be able to recognise that and say, you know what, there's no point continuing to battle when I'm not right at the moment. Let's freshen up and come back again.
Yeah, certainly. And it wasn't a decision that was made lightly, but I felt, you know, I had to do the right thing by my body, and I think it was the best thing I'd done, to be honest. I've come back fitter and stronger, and as I said, I feel great. I feel back to normal. The form I was in before I fell, yeah, I feel like I'm back to that. The results may not show that just yet. I mean, Saturday's obviously a bonus, and it's going to help, but, going forward, it's only looking positive the way I feel.
Have you got a few more that you're looking forward to over the coming weeks?
Nothing that springs to mind. I mean, it's, as I said, it's very competitive. Obviously, like to stick with Eternal Flame and Growing Empire. They're two nice progressive horses. But yeah, I've been working very hard behind the scenes at track work, so you know, I'll just keep working and, you know, turning up, and hopefully the results keep showing. Then I'm sure they will. As I said, I feel great, and you know, I'm doing my form and ticking all the boxes.
Well, mate, you've done an unbelievable job on the weekend. It's good to see you back. I see you got a couple on Wednesday, Bluestone Lane for Cliff. And you've been riding him his last couple of starts. He's been pretty close around the mark at the Valley.
Yeah, he's an honest little horse. Just probably had to use him a bit at the Valley. The track was very leaderish that day. We drew one and he had a big weight and I didn't really want to hand up, but it was a gallant effort. He'll run well tomorrow. He's down in the weight. You know, he's got a bit of weight relief compared to last start. Haven't had a proper look at the race. I think he's drawn a bit sticky, but he'll be thereabouts. He's a very honest horse.
And you've got another one for Kieran Maher as well. So it's always good when Kieran Maher's supporting you, one of your other great supporters. Eth, it was so good to see you back in the winner's circle. As you said, a group enlisted race and a double on a feature Saturday. It's going to remind everyone of how good you are. So it was good to see.
Yeah, certainly. It was good talking to you this morning.
Good on you, Ethan. Ethan Brown, what a champ he is.